This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But speaking of people in a sorry state, the global market's in a bit of a sorry state, and it continues to be affected by bouts of volatility as we enter the final quarter of 2019. Now, driving this are geopolitical events which have dominated the markets, and there are currently no signs of them abating in the short term.
I mean, the US Federal Reserve has eased interest rates for the first time in more than a decade. The European Central Bank is mulling the reintroduction of quantitative easing. And of course, there's the impending US presidential elections are just some of the examples of these difficult geopolitical events as a backdrop.
So for more on this morning, we turn to Stephen Dover, Executive Vice President and Head of Equities at Franklin Templeton Investments. Thank you for joining us, Stephen. Now, in your view, is recession a fact waiting to happen, or is it an unfounded fear?
Well, it's not an unfounded fear, but it's probably not around the corner. Recessions, this has been a very long expansion, but as we know, not an expansion that has been very robust. But there's no reason to think we're going to have a recession just because of the length of the expansion. As you talked in the introduction, that doesn't look like there's going to be any increases in interest rates. At least in the United States, there's very full employment, and a lot of the world's growth now is being driven by the U.S. consumer. That said, obviously, there's some pretty dark clouds on the horizon that are causing problems. The trade issues, politics, particularly populism. I would say that we're having some rolling recession, and there's probably a recession happening in the manufacturing sector. The difference between the current environment and past environment is that globally we're much more service-oriented than manufacturing-oriented, and so that hasn't hurt us as much. I think that, of course, the final thing I could talk about more if you'd like is that technology in these modern companies are causing disruptions, which will reduce the profitability of a lot of companies.
Yeah, Stephen, how has the investment landscape changed and continued to change as a result of these uncertainties you mentioned?
I think that the investment landscape has changed pretty significantly, and that there really are some new rules or some new thoughts that investors need to think about. First of all, the link between employment and inflation seems to be a bit broken. And that has meant that the monetary power is weaker than it was before. And a concern that I would have is that monetary power doesn't have the power, if we do have a recession or economic problems, that it did in the past, because interest rates are already low. As you referred, there's already the monetary policy has done as much as it can. As a long historical equity investor, I'm surprised how much time we as equity investors now spend looking at what the Federal Reserve will do rather than profits of companies. What we need is wise fiscal policy to make good investments for infrastructure. You mentioned in your introduction some issues around equity within Malaysia, but that's true globally, and that's going to have a lot of impact on our future economy because it's tied to our politics. So what's happened is investors have done a search for yield. That search for yield, as they push that more, increases the risk of their portfolios. And of course, passive strategies have had a big impact on the markets as well, making the markets less effective.
So what is your advice for investors during this late cycle in the global economy and moving forward into 2020, actually?
So my advice a little bit is to stay a course. And what I mean by that is I think that we're living in an environment where we had people my age anyway, had two huge waves that helped the global economy and helped equity markets. The first being the catch up after World War II, which helped the developed markets. And the second being the fall of the Soviet Union and communism, which opened up the emerging markets. So there was a catch-up phase, and we shouldn't look at those phases as being the norm. We should look at them as being idiosyncratic. And so we have to look at what's likely to happen in the future, which is lower growth and lower interest rates for a long period of time. Given that environment, you want to invest in simplistic terms, long duration. I'm not really talking about fixed income, but on the equity side, you want to look at companies that have very long, durable earnings on one side of a barbell, if you will, and on the other side, you want to look at companies that have growth and are going to be able to disrupt and not necessarily be disrupted.
But Stephen, does this mean that you just still want to stay invested rather than taking some money off the table?
I would say to stay invested, and it's interesting because I've said this all year long, because this is definitely an economy and a market that everyone seems to hate. Through last December, I was advising people to stay in the markets. I would guess that most of your investors, because you are a young country, are young, and they should stay in the market. The risk of being out of the market in the wrong time, those people who have been out of the market, say, when they were concerned in other hits to the economy like last December, it has been harmful for them. So you want to stay in the market for a long period of time. I think equity makes sense. You need to diversify globally. I think we're at a point where growth stocks have so outperformed value that there's some opportunity in value. But invest for the long term and try to find a manager that you can trust that's going to help you navigate these difficult times ahead.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And that was Stephen Dover, Executive Vice President and Head of Equities at Franklin Templeton Investments. And his advice basically boils down to ride the wave.
Yeah, and you would expect fund managers to say that because that's how they make money, right? They have to, well, they are paid they are paid management fees to stay invested in the market. If they're, you know, they're holding cash, then why are you paying them? It just seems intuitive for him to say that. But equally as well, if you don't stay invested, then if you're not in it, you're not there to win it, right? Essentially.
Well, yes, it's very difficult to time the market. And if you do it wrongly, you know, you do pay a price for it in terms of your performance. I mean, just for the ordinary man on the street, the general advice of dollar cost averaging always makes sense because that's trying to minimize your risk. And diversification does pay off. So yes, trying to time it is not necessarily always the best option. But you're right, Chuang. If you're not invested, you don't earn the fees.
Yeah, and there's no proposition for the fund manager to have your cash, right? Because you too can hold cash.
But what did you think of his thoughts on a recession, specifically that it's not around the corner? He doesn't think the fears of a recession are exactly unfounded. And he did point out that he does think that there is a recession in the manufacturing sector.
Well, that's partially because the whole way economies kind of are moving have changed so much, right? I mean, economies of the past are very much driven by manufacturing. But if you look at the big companies today, a lot of it is services, right? When you're talking about the likes of Facebook and Google, they don't actually make anything. They just provide a service. And look at their revenues. I mean, we're talking billions, right? So this is the global economy today.
Yeah, so in terms of, I think recession is one thing, but market collapse is another. And I think sometimes we tend to confuse the two concepts, right? And as he was saying, Stephen Dover, how markets perform is not a function of how the economies and companies are earning profits. It's a function of what Jerome Powell and Donald Trump want to do. So that's a huge disconnect there. Whether economies crash or whether the markets crash, they're driven by very, very different things. And sometimes all it takes is one man with a crazy mentality and pressing a button, and that's it, right? The world is rent asunder.
In other words, don't press the red button. I think
don't
that's
the
advice that everyone needs to take. Right now, though, we are heading into a few messages, and then after that, we'll be coming back with more stories for you. So be sure to stay tuned here on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.